Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir. Kei te pihia koe.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. We're just having a headphones disaster in the studio here. I feel like this is right within your territory, what we're talking about today. Halloween, of course.
Yeah, I thought that I'd research, because I was like, oh, when do people start wearing costumes?
I was wondering that as well. Also, I feel like we've all got way into Halloween this year in a way that maybe we don't always, and I think that's a post-lockdown thing, where people are just like excited to be out and about, getting dressed up, seeing their friends, seeing some bands, you know. It's been a good time.
Yeah, and I've always been really fascinated with the early, like, 20s and 30s costumes of the US, and I was like, how did that start?
When did it all become a thing? Yeah. Should we turn back the clocks? When did Halloween become a thing in the world?
So, technically, the costuming kind of is attributed to Scotland in 1585, but apparently it actually started way before then because it's the pagan festival Samhain is mm-hmm. how it started. And in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the Gaelic festival marking the end of harvest and the beginning of winter, or the darker half of the year. So it's also a celebration of souls passing and being reunited with kin. So a little bit like, you know, the Day of the Dead for Mexico and things like that.
Mm.
The Celtic day begins at sunset. So celebrating starts on the 31st of October, but Samhain actually is the 1st of November. And of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's Beltane, which is the opposite, which is actually May Day.
Oh, okay,
because
I see.
The changing of the festivals.
Wait, do you mean in the Southern Hemisphere it's Beltane?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, got you. So, I'm following. Yeah, nice.
So technically we should have had our Halloween on the 1st of May.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was always great gatherings and feasts held. Burial mounds opened because they're considered portals to the other world,
uh-huh.
You know, underground world, as people will think. And it's a liminal or threshold festival where this world and the next is got a very thin wall between it. So it means that fairies and ghosts and things can pass through.
Through the
easily.
Veil.
Yeah.
Nice. Spooky as.
Yeah, and people prepared for winter by, you know, bringing their animals in from the highlands, slaughtering them and getting them ready for, you know, winter for food, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And they would offer food and drink to the fairies to appease them. And it was also a time when the next of kin who had passed would come visit, so a place at the table was set for them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And part of this ritual or these festivals, there were people that went door to door in disguise and they would go and tell stories, and they're known as mummers, and it's known as guising, which is actually technically trick-or-treating. And the early costumes were terrifying because people were disguising themselves from the fairies and the ghouls so that they wouldn't take... They would think that they were their own, so they wouldn't actually
take them. Well, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, that makes a lot of sense, I have to say.
Yeah, and in the 9th century, so this was actually going on for a long time, but in the 9th century, Christianity adopted this festival as All Saints Day, 1st of November, and All Hallows Eve, which is where Halloween comes from, which is the night before. And that was to try and, you know, disperse the pagan mythology behind it. And
classic bit of Christianity trying to co-opt.
Take this over.
this is looking like they're having too much fun over here. We better sort that out.
And then so we get to like 18th, 19th century where, you know, Irish and Scottish immigrants went to the US
mm-hmm.
and they took the festival with them.
Oh, of course.
And it was adopted mostly originally by rural Americans because they embraced the pagan roots around the harvest and death and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And they started to create their own elaborate spooky costumes. And if you've got 5 minutes, I highly recommend Googling this because, whoa.
So what years are we talking here?
So we're talking about 1920s and 30s.
Okay, cool, cool.
They really got into it. And people just really went all out and they were making the scariest costumes possible. And they were completely disguising themselves.
Wow.
So like, as in, like, you know, nowadays people, okay, probably modern times they are doing a full disguise, but, you know, it kind of just changes throughout the years. So 1920s and 30s, it kind of becomes a real Halloween thing. These are masquerade balls and parades and things. And companies start manufacturing and licensing. So AS for SPAC in New York has the Disney license, so they have Mickey Mouse, Donald, Big Bad Wolf. Helco in Pittsburgh has Popeye and Olive Oil. So they're mass producing costumes for the city folk. And then in the 40s, it becomes real full disguises. Incidentally, it also becomes a time for young people to start vandalism and rioting.
Love that.
At Halloween, because they're in costume. So they're like, well, no one can see who I am, so I'm going to just go in toilet paper.
Do whatever I want.
And I'm sure there's socio-political reasons for that also kind of coinciding with perhaps the Great Depression sort of post-Great Depression era as well. But I do kind of like the idea of it being like, oh, we can chuck the ghost sheet on and like get up to some hijinks.
And also, it also tended to be a lot of fringe society. Which is quite funny when I was reading this, because they were saying fringe society characters and someone said pirates, and I didn't really kind of think of a pirate as being a fringe society, because I still kind of don't, you know, it's like, I don't know, but kind of gypsies and homeless people and that sort of thing. Post-World War II, it became more pop culture focused, so it was like superheroes and that sort of thing. And so Ben Cooper was a manufacturing company who owned and made it kind of more of a phenomenon. So he owned 70 to 80% of the market in Halloween costumes. Whoa. In the 50s and 60s. And in the 60s, it became like less face coverage and more, you know, that thing where I'm going to be a Playboy bunny, or I'm going to be a special version of myself.
I'm going to be anything and make it sexy.
Yeah. And then the 70s and 80s with the, and you know, with the rise of splatter films, it kind of returned back to kind of more horror. So
that's so interesting. Like the waves of it. I wonder where we're at now. Is it just like post something modernism? I don't know what you'd call it, but there's a bit of everything that we saw walking down K Road on Saturday night. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that you're right about, you know, post the pandemic, people just really want to get out and they really want to make that effort to dress up, because you know, this has not been something that has happened. And it being so widespread. When I was younger, there would be like goth balls and things like that, and people would dress up. Like, I remember the first ever goth ball at the power station, and they had a guy came as Darth Vader. And I just thought, that's so goth.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there was always those, but there weren't a lot of Halloween parties.
Because
people didn't trick or treat or anything when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was more Guy Fawkes was, I think maybe because that's a British holiday, well, not holiday, but, you know, kind of tradition. Whereas, although this started as a British tradition, it's more American.
It's become American.
Yeah, totally.
Or at least the way it's celebrated now. That's so interesting. It's such a fascinating history. I'm sure there are people who've dedicated their entire academic careers to studying Halloween, and that would be a really fascinating thing to do.
Yeah.
You've picked us an extremely spooky song today, but a Joy Division, of course, with Dead Souls. Thank you, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Did you get dressed up on the weekend?
Yes, I was Wednesday Addams.
Oh, an classic. Absolute
Love
classic.
It.
Thank you, Penny. I hate how good this text is. Someone says, I use goth balls to stop them from eating my clothes.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.